Kathleen Rosales, and I'm Brian Felton. We'll be doing an instrumental version of What Child Is This?
Merry Christmas.
The Holy Apostolic Band would like to invite you to sing with us as we play a couple hymns. We will be doing number 27, In Ever-Flowing Streams, O Come All Ye Faithful. You'll also need a green LBW. Then we'll be doing Angels We Have Heard on High, number 71, in the green hymnal. Okay, and then we will end with Joy to the World, number 31, in Ever-Flowing Streams. So that's number 27, O Come All Ye Faithful, Ever-Flowing Streams. Number 71 in the Lutheran Book of Worship, Angels We Have Heard on High. And number 31 in Everflowing Streams, Joy to the World. Sing loudly.
Thank you. One of the important parts of Holden, I think, is including some of our guests in to participate in the activities here, and I think music is no exception. Now we'd like to hear one of our guests for this week, Bob Stansbury from, is it Pleasanton? Pleasanton, California, and he's going to sing O Holy Night. Christmas music for certain instrumentalists, including pianists and violinists, there's not a lot written about for that particular genre, but Sarah Preuss and I would like to play a Handel sonata. We're going to use it as a prelude to the excerpts from Handel's Messiah, which will follow, and we both agreed that this music, even though it doesn't have a title other than sonata, that it reminds one of a pastoral scene. So you might want to think of the shepherds abiding in their fields as we play this sonata in E major by George Frederick Handel. Now we've come to the last piece in the program, Handel's Messiah. We're going to begin, we're going to begin with O Thou That Tellest Good Tidings on Zion. It's a passage from Isaiah 40, and the minister here at Holden, Barbara Rossing, is going to sing the alto solo, and at the end of the alto solo, I'd like to have all of you join our choir in singing the final chorus. And what, even though we have just a few copies, we'd like to maybe spread a few out, and those of you who have sung the Messiah before might want to three people on every copy, or try to spread it out, maybe get some people to sing. Those of you, few of you have said that you haven't memorized, so those people don't need the music, I suppose. And also we're going to be joined once again by Sarah Preuss, playing the violin obbligato to O Thou That Tellest Good Tidings to Zion. Those of you that have the large volumes, I believe it's on page, is it 20? The smaller volumes? I think it's on page 20.
And the big one is 47.
And in the big volume, it's page 47. The chorus, all of you will sing at the end of the aria.
God, behold your God.
this is what you've all been waiting for, the Hallelujah Chorus. We'll be joined by the Holden Brass Choir, as well as the being led by the Holden Tabernacle Choir. This is the last chorus in the first half of Handel's Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus. And this will complete our program for today. Thank you for all coming. A custom that started back with the King of England, when Handel was the composer in his court, was that everyone stands when the Hallelujah Chorus is done. So we invite you all to stand.
Thank you.